All right, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 146 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to discuss the topic, follow God, not your heart. Follow God, not your heart. My anchor scripture today is going to be taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 26. Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 26. It says, I'll read from the King James Version. It says, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. But whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. But whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. I'm going to read the exact same scripture from the New Living Translation. He says, those who trust their own insight are foolish, but anyone who walks in wisdom is safe. I'll read it again. Those who trust their own insight are foolish, but anyone who walks in wisdom is safe. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So what is the crux of this scripture? The crux of this scripture is saying the person you follow or the mantra you follow will determine where you end. If you follow your heart, as the King James Version says, if you trust your own insight, the Bible says the person is foolish. But he says anyone that walks in wisdom is a person that is safe. The King James Version says, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. So the thing is, there's this advice that's very popular in the world we live in today. Follow your heart. Follow your heart. Just follow what makes logical sense. What are your emotions telling you? To be honest with you, that advice could not be further from the truth. Many people have been following their heart, landed in a big ditch. It's very common advice. Let me tell you this. There are many things in this world that are very common, that are very popular, that most people believe, but according to scripture, are not in line with the word of God. Follow your heart is one of those things. And the thing is, sometimes, instead of just telling people things, it's good to have people understand why exactly something is wrong. So why is the Bible saying don't follow your heart? Well, the same Bible in a part of scripture says, the heart of man is desperately wicked. In fact, I'm going to find that scripture. It's a scripture that is very telling when you look at it. So you know this thing that people are saying, oh, wow, follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart. Okay, so that scripture is Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. He says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17, verse 9. So if you're following your heart, you're not going to be following something that gives good decisions. No. So what should you base your decisions on? You should base your decisions on the word of God. You should base your decisions on the guidance of the word of God. You should base your decisions on the guidance of God, and you will not end up in a ditch. Because the thing is, sometimes certain things the Bible says to do or God will instruct you to do make absolutely no sense. You'll be like, my heart, you know, what my heart wants to do is X, but what the word of God says to do is Y. Why may not make any sense. In fact, the people of the world may mock you for doing why. But by doing why, God will bless you. And God will prosper your ways. Like, for example, look at the story of David and Saul. Saul had literally been haunting the life of David for a long time. David then had an opportunity to kill Saul. Actually, I think he had like two opportunities. What will the following your heart see to do? Following your heart, I can almost posit, will say, this is your enemy. You've already been anointed king. It's, you've been anointed by the prophet Samuel as king. This person is haunting your life. You should fight for yourself. You should defend your own rights. So he would have gone and killed Saul. But there's also the part of the Bible that says, so that's his heart speaking. But then there's the part of the Bible that says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. As long as a person has been placed in a position by God, the Lord says, don't touch them. Let them go. If God wants to deal with them, wants to discipline them, he'll do it himself. He doesn't need you to help him do it. And the thing people don't realize is that if David had killed Saul, he would probably have truncated his destiny. But he did not follow his heart. He followed what his heart wanted, to kill Saul. But the word of God says, no. He said, I will not lift up my hand against the Lord's anointed. And again, God blessed him for it. So again, I'm encouraging you today, brethren. Men, women, listening to this podcast. Don't follow your heart. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. He'll make your path straight. So I'm just encouraging you, like, don't lean on your own understanding. We live in a world that's very individualistic. We live in a world that's very self-centered, where people just focus on themselves. They think, me, myself, and I, me, myself, and I. No. Bring God into the equation of your life, and you'll make sound decisions. I'm telling you, when you bring God into the equation of your life, you'll make sound decisions. Because even if an advice from the Word of God or from God doesn't seem to make much logical sense, the God that is telling you to do something will make provision for that thing to work out for your own good. Look at what Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says. It says, and we know this, that all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. For the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. All things. Look at, for example, Joseph. Joseph was sold into slavery in Egypt for stuff he did not do. He was wrong. He was sold into slavery. He was wrongfully sent to prison. But the Bible says, but the Lord was with him. God was with him. He kept obeying God. He kept doing what was right. When Potiphar's wife tempted him and said, come and sleep with me, the heart will say, this is sexual pleasure. The heart will be like, you know what? If I sleep with this woman, maybe I can get more benefits in the land of Egypt. But he knew what was right. He said, how can I do this wicked thing against God? He did not sleep with her. He suffered for it. But again, God was with him. God saw that, you know what? This guy was doing the right thing. This guy was not following his heart. This guy was following the word. So even in that prison, because people may look at that prison as a downgrade for him, but let me tell you this, brethren, that prison was actually a stepping stone to his destiny. If Joseph did not go to the prison, he would not have met those two people that worked with the king. He would not have been able to interpret their dreams. And if he didn't meet them, if he did not interpret their dreams, then he would never have become prime minister in the land of Egypt. So again, I'm encouraging you today, stop following your heart. I'm telling you, the heart, the Bible says, is deceitful. So something that's deceitful is something that will make you think you're doing the right thing, but in the end, is actually destruction. The Bible says he's desperately wicked. Why do you want to follow something that is deceitful? Something that gives bad directions? Why would you want to follow something that is desperately wicked? Right? Because even the Bible says there is a way that seemeth right to a man, but in the end thereof is the way of death. There is a way that seemeth right. That way that seemeth right is the way of the heart. Even a child, you see children, they do whatever, the little kids, they do whatever they want to do. Look at what the Bible says. The Bible says foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. Why do you want to follow something that is foolish? Why don't you follow something that is rational for your destiny, which is the word of God? So I'm encouraging you today, one of the axioms you should live, you should repeat to yourself throughout this coming year is, I'm going to follow the word of God. I'm not going to follow my heart. Because again, your heart makes decisions that are short term. Your heart makes decisions based on what is currently around. Your heart makes decisions based on feelings. But I'm telling you, your surrounding circumstances are always going to keep changing. If you keep making decisions based on your surrounding circumstances, you'll regularly be making awful decisions. So I'm encouraging you today, make decisions based on the word of God, not based on your feelings. Because I'm telling you, your feelings are deceitful. I'm telling you, a person can feel very good right now, and in 30 minutes, they can read something online that can crush their spirit. You don't want your actions to change because your spirit is now crushed. I like to think about the media. The media today, they can hype you up. They can make you feel good. But tomorrow, they can tear you down to smithereens. They can absolutely just crush you. I like to give this example of Anthony Davis. You know, they're like, wow, Anthony Davis, generational talent, averaging 35 points a game, blah, 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 blah. Okay. But then once he gets an injury that may be no fault of his own, they'll say, straight clothes Davis. Should this guy be traded to another team? Should this, should that, should this, should that? The same people that were hyping him up, making him feel good, are the same people tearing him down and trashing him, making him feel horrible. So at the end of the day, you really want to make decisions based on how you feel, based on what some social media talking head says about you? No. You should always go back to the word of God. Always go back to the word of God. Always go back to the word of God. I'm telling you, the word of God should be the one absolute authority in your life. So you're starting a new year because by the grace of God, you know, God preserving us, the new year is going to be starting in less than 24 hours at this point. I mean, in less than 48 hours at this point. In fact, the next podcast is going to come out in the new year. By the grace of God, on January 1st, we're going to have a podcast. By the grace of God, God keeping us alive. So make up your mind that, you know what, this new year that I'm walking into is not going to be business as usual. I'm not going to be following my heart. Because the thing is, the heart makes very short-term decisions. The heart does not look long-term. Look at Esau and Jacob. Esau, because of hunger. So his feelings were, man, I feel very hungry. I feel very hungry. I feel very hungry. That's what his heart was telling him. Man, you're hungry. Eat this food, eat this food, eat this food. He ate that food and sold his destiny, sold his birthright. Literally sold his birthright. Sold his birthright just because of a temporary emotional decision. I'm sure that I have a feeling in my heart that, you know, the Lord is speaking to someone this morning, that there are mistakes that you have made in your life where you're like, man, this thing, I made this decision just because of a temporary imbalance, temporary loss of good judgment. And man, I'm regretting this thing now, 2 years later, 5 years later, 10 years later. Let me tell you this, take that thing back to God. There's nothing that God cannot change. There's nothing that God cannot restore. The critical thing is just seeing the error of your ways and just coming back to him and saying, God, you know what? I screwed up. I followed my feelings. I followed my emotions. I backslid. I did not follow your word. But I want you to please restore things, because I'm telling you, God is the God that can restore things. He's the God that can reverse the irreversible. So the very first opportunity I want to give you today is, if you've not surrendered your life to Christ, or you were at one time a Christian, used to serve God, used to fellowship with other believers, used to do his will, but now you have given up on God. You have missed it. I'm telling you, brethren, this is the last podcast that I'm making on this Divine Intervention Life Lessons website this year. Why don't you just use this opportunity and say, God, you know what? Let me take advantage of this last opportunity. Let me give my life to you. Let me end the year well. I'm telling you, you may have screwed up from January 1st to now December 30th. But if you make that wise decision of salvation, God can make something great out of your life. And then you can end the year well. The Bible says better is the, I think it's so in the book of Ecclesiastes. I think it's Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 9. It says better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. You can end 2022 well. You can end 2022 in praise. And you can start 2023 on a good solid footing if you surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you want to do so now, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I'm a sinner. I need your help. I need your forgiveness. I confess all my sins before you. I forsake all my sins. I believe you died on the cross and shed your blood to set me free. You've been knocking on the door of my heart. Lord, I answer that call. I open the door of my heart unto you. come into my life, be my Lord, be my Savior. Wash me clean of all my sins. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I pray for everyone that has committed their hearts to you and everyone listening to this podcast. I pray, Lord, that you please give us the grace to do your will. I pray that you please give us the grace to follow your word and not follow our hearts. I pray, O Lord, that in any way we have made decisions based on our emotions, our feelings, our hearts, that we are currently paying for those bad decisions. Heavenly Father, please have mercy. Reverse the irreversible. Make all things new. Your word says if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away and all things have become new. Lord, fizz out those things. Those evil seeds we have sown by making emotional decisions. Father, please uproot them. Your word says, whatsoever my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out. Father, root those things out and give us a brand new beginning. And then give us the grace, Lord, going forward to make decisions based on your word so that we don't end up living lives of regret that, oh man, I wish I had followed the word of God. Those opportunities that we have lost because of emotional decisions. Heavenly Father, you're the God that can recall opportunities back. Heavenly Father, please bring those opportunities back. And when those opportunities come back, give us the grace to make wise decisions, to take wise actions with them, that your name might be exalted, O God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So thank you all for listening to this podcast. For those that give their lives to Christ, I'm encouraging you to do three things. One, find the Bible. Find a translation you understand. The New Living Translation is awesome. Read it and do what it says. Find a Bible reading plan. I'm telling you, your Bible reading plan can be a chapter a day. Your Bible reading plan can be starting off with like 5 verses a day. But just read the Bible. You can even start in the book of John. It'll tell you all about the love of God. But read the Bible, do what it says. You'll see your life take a turn for the better. The second thing you should do is listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. Episodes 96 to 101 on the website. It's literally titled, Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. Get going on those basic responsibilities so that you can grow in your walk with God. So you can grow in your walk with God. And then, the third thing is find a Bible-believing church. Not a church, please. Find a Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves churches, but they either add to the word of God, subtract from the word of God, poorly divide the word of God. They're trying to preach to itching ears. They're trying to, you know, keep up with the times. You know, they change what scripture means based on the times. Oh, the political environment says this. The social environment says XYZ. The society is saying this. So you know what? We're going to force the word of God to fit that. That's not a place you want to be. That is literally not a place you want to be. And again, I'm telling you, there's a lot of those churches, not just even in physical, those churches online in these last days. We're literally living in the last days. I'm really, really trusting God that God will give us an opportunity in the very near future to just discuss the last days. That's probably going to be a very lengthy series. It's going to be a very high yield series, very helpful series for your walk with God. So I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. It's a wonderful church, but there are also many great churches all over the world. But just find a place where you can fellowship with other believers, where the true, pure, undiluted word of God is preached. You know, continue to read the Bible, continue to grow your walk with God. And as you do so, all will be well with you. So from me, thank you again, everyone, for the support this year. First, I thank God. Thank you, God, for helping us all throughout this year. But for me, I want to thank everyone that's been listening to this podcast. I really hope that this podcast has made a difference in your life. And I wish you a happy new year. It's my prayer that this new year is going to be one where you will enjoy the fresh air of the Most High God, where all will be well with you, where everything will work together for your good, where you'll be blessed and highly favored, where you will accomplish far more than you ever thought or imagined, where God will exceed your expectations. So from me, divine favor, I wish you a happy new year. God bless you. Shalom.